for the players and the coaches and everything. There's just a different feel, the environment going on the road, the environment of a different stadium.
Not just, you know, the team you're playing, but you got to handle the crowd noise, you got to handle the atmosphere, you got to handle all that kind of stuff. They're big and physical up front. I think that's one of the things that you see right from the start. They play really hard. I think that's one thing that shows up on tape. So, and we got a tough task ahead of us, but you know, we know what we're going up against. We know you know, the type of defense that they're playing, the type of style that they are, and you know, we got to match that effort.
Don't turn the ball over. We got to do a great job of that. I think that's the key in every situation, is we got to control field position and do a great job of getting takeaways and doing a great job of protecting the football on our side.
The pressure is on Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis, and he had a little fun with the media during the offseason, saying, if I win a Lombardi, then I will walk away from this team. You look at the expectations they have for their head coach, though, entering his 13th season. That's the second longest tenured head coach in the NFL. You don't see that these days.
No, not very much at all. He's been a very successful coach, having gone to the playoffs the last 4 years, but hasn't won a game in the playoffs. And yeah, you're right, the pressure is on him. I think he needs to go out there and, you know, at least win a playoff game this year. If not, you know, it's going to be tough for him.
You could say the same exact thing about their quarterback in Andy Dalton. Here we are again, another season talking about Andy Dalton getting to the playoffs but not getting a win. Is this going to be the season for Andy Dalton? What's the pressure like game one on the road?
Well, I think it's a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Quarterback always feels he's in charge. He's going to try to get the job done. He counts himself as the leader of this football team, and when you come up short year after year, it kind of wears on you, and I'm sure he wants to make the playoffs once again, but win at least a few games in the playoffs, if not go all the way.
The Oakland Raiders will be standing in his way this week one. What would you say is the key to a win for the Oakland Raiders?
Well, I think they're going to have to control A.J. Green. A great receiver, gets down the field, he makes big plays, and both Hayden and Carey are going to have their hands full, but they've got to find a way to contain A.J. Green and not let him make the big play down the field, or at least not too many of them.
All right, the Oakland Raiders hoping to get week one, a win against the Bengals under their belt, and then they'll have a second home game against the Ravens. That's when we'll see you next. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, head coach Jack Del Rio, and Latavius Murray, I'm Nicole Zaloumis. Thanks for watching.
The silver and black are back.
Goal number one's win the division.
On Sunday, nothing else matters but each other. Nothing else matters but us in this game.
Game day, baby. We're about to show these boys how we really get down, man.
1, 2, 3, come on. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it?
We're going to start fast and finish strong. To play harder, work faster. This is it. Put it all on the line.
Let's do what we do, man.
Work on.
Make play.
Work on. Make play.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.